This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It felt like some B-52s or something going to be flying over some.
Yes.
Some prop planes or something.
World War II era stuff.
Yeah, it does feel like that, though.
If you had to guess the year it was written, what would you guess?
1952. Let me look it up.
1941.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it sounds like World War II. I mean, it sounds like I could see, like, the videos.
That's crazy.
That's so the last time the Bears were relevant.
I mean, that's right smack in the middle of World War II. So.
It is. Mm-hmm. All right, so go Bears. Saturday night, bear down. Yes, I want to go to Chicago next week. We got to play this a lot next week if we're playing the Bears.
Well, no. Not if we're playing the Bears.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah. This is the time to play.
Maybe it's in more like after we beat the Bears. It's more like a laughing at
them. Yeah, we'll dance.
So some plans for next week. 2 weeks from now, we'll play this after we beat the Bears, right? A couple Mondays from now. Also, we got to get Jim Miller on next week if it is the Bears, just so we could reminisce about the last Eagles-Bears.
Do you think he'd want to talk to you, Hugh?
Divisional game.
What'd you say?
Do you think he'd want to talk to you?
Who?
Jim Miller.
For
what?
Who?
I mean, for what?
Talk ball.
Stop being coy.
No, I'm saying for what?
You know what we're talking about.
To talk ball.
For
talk
what,
Eagles
what
Bears.
What do you think?
I mean, we can talk. Okay. Just better be not be disrespectful to say something crazy.
What are you going to drive back into the
No, I'm just going to say, you know how.
I think Jim would lay low after what happened last time.
You know what's funny? But you know how, you know, in situations like that, you're talking to somebody and they probably feel, I don't know how he feels. You know what I mean? So he might come in and he might have an attitude.
Well, I mean, look, he's. If we try to get him on, we're going to let him know that it's Hugh Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he comes on, then you would figure that he's going to be a grown-up about it.
Yeah, but if he's not, you know.
If he's not, then he's probably not coming on.
While we're here, and now we probably threw this off the air, but we're here now. Let's workshop this.
Why are you going to ask me this?
This is a group question. Mm-hmm. If we get Jim Miller on the air next week to preview an Eagles-Bears divisional round game, is it appropriate or inappropriate to bring him in playing the highlight?
You can bring it in and play in a highlight. Okay. I mean, it happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, can't guarantee that he stays on the line for the whole clip.
Yeah. I don't know.
Might do it. Get him the hang up, and then we'll have our own little moment there.
Oh, so we're going to bring him on play in a highlight. Okay.
I would say it would probably be better to bring on the backup, because I think the backup was the one that had had more to say in that situation. I
forgot Shane Matthews?
Oh, he said something to you?
Yeah, he was like, oh, that was a dirty play or something.
I think it was Shane Matthews. Man, is that name right? Yeah, I feel like that's right.
And I was like, miss me with that.
Find him.
Okay. Man. Yeah, we'll bring them all on. Let's get every 0-1 Bear on the show next week. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines here, your thoughts on Petullo? And are you rooting for the Bears on Saturday? I am. I recognize it puts the Eagles on the road next week, but I'd rather go to Chicago, have the Rams go to Seattle rather than the Rams come here. So I'm all in on the Bears Saturday. Great. Bear down. Can we do a little check-in on the NFC East, see what they're up to? All those teams, of course, missed the playoffs, other than the Eagles, who won the division in back-to-back years. So, clearly, Joe Shane, who I guess they're keeping in New York, their GM, he was not listening to our show yesterday, where we had a war with AI. Listen to this, and this should make everyone here sleep well at night. The Giants apparently are using AI to find their next coach.
Having this runway has really helped. There's not a lot of positives of, you know, making a in-season coaching change. But having this runway to really do a deep dive on a wide array of candidates. Sit in my office and watch Thursday press conferences for coordinators. You know, integration of AI on some things that we've utilized. Calling around. It's hard when you're an assistant general manager somewhere and you're on a playoff run. You don't have a job yet to call around and do the amount of research that we can do.
What do you think, Hugh? Using AI to find their next coach?
Wait a minute, ain't that buddy that called Saquon and was like,
yes.
"Hey,
yeah, it's Joe Shane,
same guy."
Ain't that bright.
You know,
no, he's not that.
You know, I bet if you ask a lot of Giants fans, they'd rather AI than him pick the next coach.
Would you rather AI or Petullo calling the plays on Sunday? If we're talking AI.
After yesterday's AI performance, probably Petullo.
Petullo do his thing.
Okay, good. Yeah. So we're all kind of out on AI.
I do like the beginning of this cut, though.
Yeah, because he was like, here we go. He was like disgusted.
How did they not fire that guy? So good. All right, so we had that yesterday. The Giants are using AI to find their next coach, which probably tells you it's not going to be John Harbaugh. Also down in Dallas, can we hear from Jerry Jones as they're getting ready for their offseason, and Jerry's got some lofty goals.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. That's my goal. To be retired in the NFL as the owner that won the most Super Bowls.
You have got to be smoking.
You know what's funny about, like, and I don't know if it was because nobody was in the room or that's just what he was talking, but the fact that nobody, it was like you hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Is telling.
Can we do a little quick math together?
Ain't he about like 80?
Well, so Jerry's 83. Mm-hmm. He has 3 Super Bowl rings. Robert Kraft has 6. So quick math on that means he needs 4 more rings, and after not winning one for 30 years, he needs to reel off 4 more to surpass Robert Kraft.
Well, semantics is he could still technically have the most with 6.
Okay.
Because he'd be tied for the most.
But let's go with your math. That's 3 more rings after not winning one for 30 years. He's 83 years old.
Can I say this or ask this question without anybody thinking that I'm trying to be disrespectful? But here's the question.
By all means, be disrespectful.
Do we really think Jerry Jones got 3 more years?
Yeah,
at 83
on the earth.
Yes, in this here world. In this
here that's world. A lot.
Like seriously, I ain't trying to be funny, dog. Because you know what's funny? I'll just tell the story. Size. You know, it was me, Elliot, and Ike, and we were going to the Eagles bathroom, right? And
where's this story going?
I'm about to tie it in for you.
You like an Elliot in the Eagles bathroom. Okay.
And you know, you don't really talk, but they had
live
these
in
signs.
There?
No, but they had these signs up in the bathroom where it talks about diapers, wearing diapers and whatnot. And the
at the link.
Yes.
I've seen the signs.
You've seen the signs. And
men?
Yes, in the men's bathroom.
For men, I mean.
Yeah, diapers for men. And it said 1 out of 3 men has to wear a diaper for leakage. And I was like, and I said, oh, that's not a big deal. And I was like, well, we know who the 1 in 3 is, right? But the point that I'm trying to make is this. Jerry Jones is 83 years old, right? He probably got a lot of stuff that's leaking right now. That's not, you know what I mean? No, he ain't got 3 years left. I don't think, and that's not being disrespectful. That's just, you know what I mean, just tying in the conversation that we
still
had.
Still stuck on you, Elliot, and Ike.
No, because it was just like.
I'm also stuck on you thinking a diaper's not that big of a deal. It feels like a big deal.
I mean, I'm not wearing no diaper. I don't even draw, so I'm not putting no diaper on. I'm not doing that. So, I mean, that was probably too much. But the point is this, is that when you get older, things don't work like they used to.
Well, obviously, yeah.
And it's pretty, I don't think I'm out of place to say that at 83 years old, he probably got some leakage. So are we really giving him 3 more years? Because in order.
He got 3 more.
And I'm giving you 3 years of going to the Super Bowl, which we know that's not going to happen.
Not
to
a shot. Not a shot, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He gets 3 more, though.
I guess the best way
You sure?
No.
Well, I think we could agree on this.
83, that's 86.
With
dog.
The way he's lived, he's on borrowed time. Right? Like there's like,
you really just talk about what I just said, and you just said that? Seriously?
The absolute glory hole.
You gonna chastise me for that? Did you just say he was on borrowed time?
Is he not?
Well, what do you call it?
I know. You think the guy's up in that booth drinking water in that glass?
I'm just saying.
This man's in a pay by month subscription right now.
If the man upstairs blessed me to see at 83, you know what I'm doing every morning when I wake up? damn, I'm still here. Like every morning, I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn, I'm still here. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
The idea that he's going to win three more Super Bowls is it's ridiculous. Dude, it is ridiculous.
At 83, that's some lofty expectation. Like, seriously, all jokes aside.
Yeah, no, it's nuts.
That's lofty.
I mean, just say I hope I'm around for one more. I mean, that's it.
That's all, because we, at 83, dog, you on your way. Like, everybody like, oh, he woke up this morning? Damn. Like, seriously. You know what? I was binge watching The Mighty Gemstone, underrated show, by the way.
Righteous Gemstones? Yeah, with Danny McBride.
Underrated show.
I agree. It's a good show.
And there was one scene with dude, mother, they were at church, and she was leaning in the chair. And they were like, she ain't moving. They was like, she ain't moving. And then he's like, mom. And they said, oh, no, she's still with us. She's still with us. But that's where you're at.
Yeah.
Like, at 83, dog, that's where I'm at. I'm not mad at anybody checking to see. At 83, am I still here?
So you're not making big plans at 83?
No.
You're trying to wake up the next day.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm just happy to see another day.
I really am surprised, though. You seem to think diapers are not that big of a deal.
I'm just saying.
You just seem to downplay it. Like, oh, well.
I'm not wearing a diaper. Like, whatever happens with me.
You don't even wear underwear.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever happens with me when I get older, that's somebody else's mess that they're going to have to clean up. If I'm in that position.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I'm like, no, I'm not.
Feel bad for those around you.
I'm not wearing no diaper, though. Okay. I'm wearing no diaper.
One more quick note on the NFC East. There was a list of potential coordinator candidates because the Cowboys fired Eberflus, right? He's out as defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
One of the names on the list was Matt Patricia. Let's welcome that one.
That man has nine lives. He didn't got on that Ozempic and lost all that weight and is on the come up. Like, seriously.
He actually did a good job at Ohio State.
He did. He didn't do a bad job. He's on the come up, man. Yeah. And I remember when we were at the Super Bowl, we got a chance to talk to him a little bit. And he was talking about how, you know, he was tasked to take over the defense. And it was a hard task to do because it wasn't his defense. He's running somebody else's defense.
Yeah, that was a mess here.
So, yeah, for him to get another bite of the apple, man, I'm happy for him. Well, he seemed like a pretty good dude.
Sure, I'd also be happy if he ran the Cowboys defense because he stunk running the Eagles defense. So
yeah, but I think this would be different because it'd actually be his
You think
defense.
He'd actually do a good job?
I think he'd be pretty decent.
Okay.
I think he'd be pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of their candidates, so we shall see. All right, 215-592-9494. Now that we talked through AI and adult diapers and if Jerry's on borrowed time, let's go back to the phone lines here. George in L.A. is up. Hey, George.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, George, what's up?
Real good. So listen, I'm not going to long talk you, but here's my thought on Petullo, okay? If we lose on Sunday, Petullo has to go. But if we win on Sunday, Petullo might still have to go. Because it's not just that we win, it's how we win, right? Mm. Because we can win this game against the Niners by scoring in the teens. But that's not sustainable. We saw what Petullo called versus the Commodores when we threw the ball like 8 times in a row. Now, I've been a fan of the Eagles for decades. I'm in my 40s. And I'm telling you that in the years where this team had success, we had a two-headed monster running the ball.
Mm.
Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell.
Mm.
LeGarrette Blount and Joseph Ajayi. Even Boston Scott was a giant killer, right? We got a change of pace back in Tank Bigsby that everybody can see is a spark alongside a home run hitter, Saquon Barkley. And he sits the whole fourth quarter while Petullo calls 8 pass plays in a row for Tanner off-key. There's no chess in his play calling. There's barely any motion in the pre-snap. There isn't an awareness of what cadence of plays to revisit based upon what the defense responds with. He's just calling what he wants to call and not paying attention to the game. And so what I'm saying is, Sunday, if for some godforsaken reason we lose, he's got to go. If he wins, if we win, it's not just because we won. It's because of what he responded with. It's not going to be enough just to win and say, hey, let's see what happens next week.
Chess,
the
not checkers.
The same thing happened.
Yeah.
Say what? You?
I said chess, not checkers.
Chess, not checkers. And here's the thing, right? It's got to be noted that Jalen has had a different play caller for the last 5 years. So if you're dealing with what kind of advantages we can give our team, it would be nice to keep the same play caller again so that maybe we can keep the same line of communication.
Yes.
But we can't keep the same play caller just because we're winning by scoring 13 points and 19 points. It has to be something that takes advantage of all the money we're spending with this offensive juggernaut during what is probably a limited amount of potential time that we have with these players.
And George, I get it. I get what you just said. And if they do move on, it's going to, that reasoning is it. And George, we appreciate this phone call, that they're going to say, we have all this, like Hugh has been saying, we got to get more out of it. And they may do that, but I just don't want to hear peep anyone next year about, oh, new coordinator for the millionth year. All right, well, then they have a coordinator they could keep and keep continuity.
You know, I'm listening, but we got this game tonight. Who you got?
What
Miami,
game tonight?
Miami.
College football playoff game?
I'm trying to get this money.
Yeah.
So
I like Ole Miss tonight. I like Ole Miss.
You like Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I like Miami.
We're working right now.
No, I'm saying, Kyle,
what are you doing?
Listen.
What's the spread? In the game?
We are on the cusp of having the absolute greatest sports weekend on the planet.
It's the best football 5 days of the year.
And I need to okay. cash out.
No,
I need
but
to
we
cash
were just
in.
Yeah, but we were just doing a thing on.
No, I mean, I get it. I was there, but I just wanted to ask Joe what he thought.
Okay.
About it real
yeah,
quick.
We break in 7 minutes.
I'm just saying. Okay. I wanted to see what. Okay. I wanted to see his thoughts.
Who's the favorite? Ole Miss the favorite?
Yeah, I think Ole Miss is
sure,
the favorite.
You're sure you're not leaking?
Really?
All right. Let's talk to Steve in Columbus, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Steve?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Steve, man? What's up?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Oh, we're good, Steve.
We ain't leaking.
Nobody's leaking here.
Hey, Hugh, best of luck on your adventure moving into coaching in the NFL.
Yeah, man, it's definitely going to be an adventure. No question about that.
Oh, yeah, especially for the Falcons fans watching that nonsense.
I don't want a part of that. I'm happy staying here in New Jersey and staying with the Eagles. But, Hugh.
Yes.
Dan may have had an ability to throw receivers open, but he never won the Super Bowl. And he only made it to one, mm-hmm. losing to San Francisco 38-19. Oh, 16, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was all that great, to be honest.
Oh,
Steve, hold on, I just want
to clarify words. Dan Marino wasn't that great?
Yeah, Steve, don't do that. Don't do that.
61% win percentage. You know what Jalen is?
Steve,
go ahead. Tell me,
Steve.
Yeah? That was not. First of all, Steve, I that's not the point that I was trying to make.
I need this so I can sleep tonight. Steve, who's a better quarterback, Dan Marino or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts, 72% win percentage.
Oh, Marino, Steve, no.
Marino, 61%.
Steve,
in a league,
let me finish. Steve, let me finish.
In a league where they didn't throw the ball as much, but you got it.
Let me finish.
Steve.
You can tear me apart. You can tear me apart when I'm done.
No, I'm going to collapse.
Nick,
I'm going to collapse.
Nick,
not going to tear anyone apart.
Nick, 69%. Win percentage, Kyle, 55%.
Steve.
Maybe Nick hasn't been around as long yet.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to hold up close to those numbers.
Well, if he stays here with the Eagles, perhaps, Steve. You think if he went somewhere else and took over a team as bad as the Niners were, he would have won this percentage of games?
I think he's smart enough to stay with the Eagles.
Well, sure, I'd be smart enough to stay with a good company, too.
All right.
Yeah, but Steve.
Then who's making the mistake? Then who's making the mistakes here?
Well, no one's making mistakes. Steve, we don't have Sirianni and Shanahan. It's fine. Like, I see it one way, you see it another way, but I understand your side of it. You can't really believe Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino. You can't really believe that.
He does.
No.
You know what? Over time, and time's going to tell, right? But right now?
No, I mean, come on. Yeah, Steve, the best absolutely. Answer was for
right,
you to
right,
just say no.
Right
absolutely not.
Track,
that's silly.
Okay, let me put it this way.
No.
Right now, he's on track
nope.
to be better than Dan Marino.
Let me do this real quick, Joe.
But he's not.
But here's the thing,
he's
Steve.
Not, guys.
You're talking about, give me those percentages that Jalen has against Dan Marino.
Please
no,
don't.
No, I just want to hear something. What you say was Jalen's is what?
Dan Marino has a win percentage over his 17 years in the NFL of 61%.
And you know what? Let me stop you right there, Steve, because I had a chance to talk to the quarterback for the Giants when they were winning. Phil Sims.
Eli.
Wait a minute. Man, let me finish.
Eli.
No,
okay.
Phil Sims. Phil Sims said one time to me that's the area he played in with Dan Marino. That mm-hmm. at 50-60% completion rate in the NFL at that time, where they weren't throwing the ball as much,
yeah,
that was high.
No, Steve's saying win percentage.
I'm not saying it's a completion rate here.
Which,
I'm
by the way, isn't
percentage.
I want to throw something in. Steve, just so we're all together. Quarterbacks that have a higher win percentage than Dan Marino, we have Jim McMahon. We have, let's go to, who else fits in this?
I thought he said completion.
Joe Theismann. Tony Romo has a higher winning percentage than Dan Marino. Tony Romo. Alex Smith, Jake Delhomme. Remember those guys? Rich Gannon. Brad Johnson has a higher win. Are these guys all better than Dan Marino?
Well, what are you basing Dan your love for Dan Marino on?
He's one of the best players to ever play football.
See, Steve, this is where you missed.
Based on how he played the position.
Steve, let me give you context of why Dan Marino's name was brought up this morning. Because that was the first NFL game that I ever played in. And the comparison I was making was the fact that Dan Marino threw guys open and he threw with precision. That's all it was. It wasn't a comparison to Jalen or anybody else. It was my first experience in the NFL and seeing a quarterback command the offense the way that he did. That was it.
Understood. Have you seen anyone else do something similar?
Peyton Manning. I've seen Peyton do it to that level.
So another all-time great quarterback.
Yeah, but it's an art form. That was the point that I was making because Dan in that game threw with a lot of anticipation. That was the first game that I ever played in, and he threw with a lot of anticipation.
Dan, I appreciate your fandom of Jalen Hurts. I feel this a lot. The discourse that we do, and as fans, it is completely disrespectful to the Eagles' other players. Steve, I find it amazing that we can decide Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino when he plays with the team he plays with. Saquon Barkley, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Vic Fangio conducting the defense. Great players all over the field. And we spin that to he's better than Dan Marino. Steve, I love you, man. He's not in Dan Marino's league. Like, he's not in his universe as a player.
I understand what you're saying.
But I don't know if you do.
I don't think you do understand.
Because to say, come on here and say, he's close or better than Dan Marino, it is insanity, man. It's not different galaxies of players we're talking about. Galaxies.
Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying. I truly do. But we're going into the playoffs here.
Yes.
We meet, and the question really was, all right, has Petullo won me over?
We did start with Petullo. Yeah, this was a Petullo. You're right. Yeah. It was about Petullo.
And when I called in an hour and 20 minutes ago, that was what I was prepared to speak about.
Right.
However, when I get what you're saying. I truly do. And it's very early to say Jalen Hurts is going to even be up in the top 5, top 10 of all time. I get that. But my point I'm trying to make is we're going into the playoffs. We know from 2 weeks ago post-Buffalo press conferences, and I'm paraphrasing, but Nick said something to the effect when questioned about that second half. Well, you know what? I got to get more involved. That's what Nick said. Then Hurts said, and he didn't want to throw Petullo under the bus, but he said, you know, something, again, paraphrasing, something about getting more aggressive. Now, I believe that Petullo's been finding his way throughout the year. In terms of last week, who knows what the reason is that they're throwing twice in the red zone within the 5-yard line. I think that's crazy.
I agree.
But there may be reasons that we don't understand. Right? Maybe they didn't give a shit if they were in the second or third position. I like the fact that they're in the third position.
Steve, I do too. We agree on that. I think it's their best path to go this way.
We got to let you go.
Yeah, we appreciate Steve.
we can't be doing that, man.
I like when Hugh wags his finger at the potty mouth people.
Dog, yeah. We already on the line with the stuff that I've been doing.
That's
we can't
true.
Do that.
And we got more to come.
How do we get here with the Marino stuff?
Because he heard, like, people don't listen. This is what's going to help push me over the hump for the head coaching job because I've gotten comfortable.
Yes.
Because people don't listen. Mm-mm. And it's obvious that now that help. We sit here every day and we talk and they don't hear everything that's being said, so I'm okay with that.
I just got to say, scary amount of people in the YouTube comments that are agreeing with Steve.
I'm
saying that we're crazy because Hurts is better than Marino.
Every day we go further and further from the light. Every day we're just going the wrong way. All right. Your phone calls.
It is a disease, dude.
It's
holy hell.
It hurt me as a football fan to hear that. Like I'm hurting inside today that we got there. All right.
That is funny.
I felt that. I felt it. All right, we've been pushing it all day today. We got one more segment and one more questionable piece of audio. Actually, maybe two if we rehash what happened earlier in the show, but certainly one. This one from Joel Embiid after a win last night. That, your calls, and of course you people. Up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's playoff season, people. The hits get harder, the nights get colder, and the stakes get higher. They get higher, but some things don't change, like the slow pour of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey over ice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Prefer it over ice, but that's kind of what the thing says, so we're going to go with that. Jack Daniels and playoff football go hand in hand. So make sure you pick up a bottle at your local fine wine and good spirits location. Try out the Tennessee Honey, Fire, Apple, or the new Blackberry flavor. And don't forget the classic old number 7, Black Label. Celebrate responsibly, everybody.
I say hey.
I don't know what's going on some of these days around here. I just
we lost control of that last segment, though, huh?
Well, I mean, it did start with Jerry on borrowed time.
Yep, you talked about leaking.
Weren't even phased with the idea of wearing diapers, which feels a little weird.
I mean, I'm not wearing diapers, but I was just like, you know, I was just hearkening back to the conversation we had, the 1-3.
1 in 3? Yeah. Oh, 1 in 3.
I was just thinking, like, you know, the point
there's more
was,
people in diapers than I thought, yeah. if that's the
no,
number.
No, I'm just saying, it's just the point was that at that age, stuff ain't working right.
Of course. You know what I mean? It's like a car after 200,000 miles. I mean, yeah, they start to break.
Some people might have real problems, you know.
Yeah, that maintenance.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying the maintenance on the vehicle.
Right. Yeah, and then somehow we got to Marino versus Jalen Hurts, a place I just didn't think we'd ever go.
And then I got people texting me, somebody,
craziest
you know
thing
what?
Of the day.
They might be right. No,
stop.
Who? What?
Delete. Somebody, hold on. Yeah, I need you to block that person and delete their number.
I mean, you know, I am all inclusive.
Please.
I am all inclusive.
No, we're not onto something. I'm sorry.
I'm all inclusive.
What are we talking about?
I appreciate everybody's perspective. And I will let everybody live in the space that they want to live in.
I'm starting to not appreciate everybody's perspective.
I was just telling a story about my dealings with my first game in NFL and how impressed I was with Dan Marino.
Didn't Dan Marino throw 48 touchdowns as a rookie or second year player?
Something like
we
that.
We're throwing parties over 25. Jalen's in his sixth year. What are you guys nuts? I mean, genuinely, has everyone lost their mind?
Everybody has their own opinion about things, Joe.
Well, that's okay.
You know, maybe not everybody should. I'm starting to think.
All right, Joel Embiid had an opinion on how his team played last night. So the Sixers won over the Washington Wizards, who are a brutal team. They did trade for Trae Young last night.
They got Trae Young coming, though. They're young.
Why?
He
wanted to go to the Wizards. Who wants to go to the Wizards?
That was
the
really
only
weird.
Player in the history of the NBA that said, hey, I want to go to the Wizards.
They could take the Wizards off the NBA schedule for an entire year. I don't think a single soul would notice. Anyway, Trae Young got traded there last night. He's a Wizard. But the Sixers beat the Wizards before Trae Young got there. Joel Embiid, though, talking about the team, how they played throughout the game. Interesting choice of words here.
Besides just the focus and the locked in, which you just
mentioned. Yeah, just not playing without meat like last game, coming out every game. And just, you know, from the first, you know, whistle, just being as aggressive as possible. Don't let guys get comfortable.
Wait a minute, what?
I'm not playing without meat.
Wait a minute, did he miss? He misspoke?
Well, I think he was harkening back. I think Doc Rivers said it once. I think Rivers misspoke.
Oh, like playing with your food?
Yes, I think if my memory serves, I think Doc did it once, misspoke, meant to say the play with your food.
And he said playing with your meat.
So I think Joel was like having fun with that and kind of used the Doc phrasing way back in the day. I heard it, though. I was like, Joel.
Yeah, playing with meat.
Yeah, playing with your meat. It's something different.
Yeah, no, it is something
playing
different.
Playing with your food.
It's probably shouldn't have said it that way.
I've played with guys.
Not playing with our meat.
What you doing? Playing with my meat.
Oh, no.
We might lose you this segment. Buddy.
No. What's wrong with you, man? Like, you can't say that.
And slather Vaseline on me.
But see that I gotta stop laughing because I'm trying to be a head coach somewhere. Can't be laughing at.
We're not doing any favors, buddy.
I can't be laughing at those childish jokes.
No, no. Let's try again.
I'm a grown up.
Let's try again.
Not playing without meat.
Can't do it.
I've played with guys. It's just I'm mature.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be mature about this
situation. Sure are.
Maintaining. As I look at my phone, Arthur Blank might be getting ready to call. So.
Rhythmic ball play.
Rhythmic ball play.
All right, our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Can Kevin Petullo get back on your good side this week? Where do you think the votes came down?
70% no.
63% no.
I knew it was somewhere.
You guys
I know these people. These are my, even though we go at it every now and
petty,
then.
It's petty.
They're still my people.
It's petty.
They're my people.
You think this is the most negative that, like, Eagles Twitter is collectively about something? Usually they're very anti-negativity.
Yeah, no, but
they want us to be cheerleaders. Don't say anything bad about the quarterback.
Well, but again, this is a spin towards protecting the quarterback.
That you know what it is. It's rooted in Hurts' insecurity.
Absolutely.
So that's how we coping with this.
I mean, that's obvious.
Okay, gotcha.
Because if we kind of disassociate the offensive coordinator and say, look at the offense this year, it's very easy to start talking about the quarterback. If you don't want to talk about the quarterback, it's the look away.
The blame the coach's guy feels like a low.
low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, low IQ type of, low football IQ type of.
Yeah, it's we don't want to talk about the big thing, so we talk about the little thing and
it's
hope
easy.
That's the big thing.
Well, it's easy pick.
I think it's one of those things where you talk about this team and the money that's been allocated, because it's money. This is a monetary thing, in my opinion.
Right.
He's the low man on the totem pole as far as the money that you cut that could change some things, you know.
You hope changes
well,
things.
Well, yeah, that's – but when you look at it and you look at the success that this team has had, regardless of how many offensive coordinators have been here, they did win a Super Bowl with this same regime, and now you've grossly underachieved for whatever reason. And it's not all him, but you're not about to get rid of Jordan Mailata. You're probably looking for a replacement for Lane this year. And you're not firing Coach Sirianni. And Jalen's about to get a re-up.
Well, that one is
that bothers you, but it's the truth, Joe. See, no, don't let the truth hurt.
No, the truth doesn't have to
because
hurt.
It don't. Well, so just let it be what it is.
Jalen,
he's about to get paid.
Jalen and his agent could certainly ask for a raise.
Oh,
if they want
to. Definitely ask for a raise.
And I trust Howie Roseman to say no.
They're probably asking for a raise now. That's why he's sitting there with all that bravado, because he's about to light him up for about 500 yards this weekend and four tutties.
You just told me that you don't trust the coordinator.
Hold on.
500 yards, four tutties. Is this a good weekend for Tulo, or is he still stink?
Oh, that's it's going to be all Jalen. And Jalen's going to sit at the podium, and he's going to say, listen.
Some things are just in you.
Yeah, and he's going to say, hey, I some of the players that were called, I checked out of that.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to let it be known. He's going to be like, I checked out of that. And he's going to say it with a straight face.
All the bad ones are going to be like, yeah, was KP.
Said, hey, listen.
And then all the good ones like, hey, yeah, I checked into that.
It's time to vibrate at a higher level.
You know what I can't wait for? I don't know, maybe it's Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Mm-hmm. Let's say they drop 40 on the Niners, right? Jalen throws for 500.
40
which is never
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, 40. Which has never happened, but this week is the week it happens. So we're going to do that, right? And then we'll celebrate Monday. Tuesday we'll come in here. Does Kevin Petullo deserve credit for the way the offense played on Sunday?
No.
There you go.
That's no.
Perfect.
Well, okay, let me pull that back. It all depends on what Jalen says in the press conference.
Right.
Now, if he forgets his name, then he gets no credit.
Okay. I'm glad we already have next week lockdown.
Yeah, I got it.
So we'll do that. We'll invite Jim Miller on Wednesday or Thursday.
You know what he should do next week? He should do what Wheeler did and what's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, Acuna.
Yeah.
What's How disrespectful is that, though? Like, hey, what's his name? Offensive coordinator, dude that's calling the plays.
Yeah, that's what's his name called.
He's been calling the plays all year. But now he's dude that called the plays.
Yeah, now he's the OC.
Wasn't he KP earlier in the season?
Yeah.
Now he dude that called the plays. You don't I don't understand, but it must be this younger generation. I don't understand how they don't see that as disrespectful. That's like me saying, going out in public and saying, yeah, you know, me and the other two cats that I work with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Oh, what's his name? Kenny, the producer dude. It's the same thing. It's not his name. Kenny.
Oh, the no. The guy called me Keith, I think.
That's
Keith.
No, but what I'm saying is.
Oh, I forgot about Keith. Yeah. Keith's good. Yeah.
It's in the same vein.
That's what I'm saying. It's meant to be disrespectful.
Yeah. Or when Marble Mac calls me the screener.
Yeah.
It's I don't, meant to don't be appreciate that.
I can see that gets under your skin.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Marble Mac in a while.
I tried to call in at the end of the show yesterday. We just didn't have time.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to Marble Mac.
I would love to talk to Marble Mac.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's grab Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
You haven't delivered his package.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Mark, how are you?
I'm good. I got a concern, though, Joe. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been watching Eagles since the mid-70s. I've never seen an NFL team, basically, that I can remember, go two halves in a season where you don't complete a pass.
And somehow won both of those games.
I have never, ever seen that before. And listen, you know, everybody's beating up Kevin Petullo. You know, we have a tendency in this town to beat up the coordinators all the time, offensively, defensively. I mean, where does Nick Sirianni fit in on this? He's the head coach. I mean, and I'm not trying to poke it at him, but it starts with him. He's the head guy. He's the man. I mean, you can't complete a pass, a screen pass, a dump pass in one half. I mean, seriously.
It's almost impossible to believe. Like, if I didn't experience it, if we didn't all... Yeah,
impossible.
If we didn't experience it together, I would say you're making it up. But we lived it. Yep.
I mean, I don't hear enough talk about it on this station. I know maybe you guys have hit it here and there. I don't hear other callers talking about it that much. Unless, you know, I'm not listening enough.
Probably not.
I have never, ever, ever seen that happen on the worst of teams. And you're right, Joe. I don't know how they won those, but thank God.
No quarterback's done it since 78.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and Mark, you've seen some bad Eagles quarterbacks. I mean, Hugh played with some before Donovan got here. I mean, let's be real.
Pathetic. Pathetic. And you know, and guys, listen, Vic Fangio, I think he's been carrying this football team for the last few years.
He has. He's amazing.
He's been carrying this football team. The turnaround in that defense from 23 to 24, and now what they're doing, I mean, my concern is the offense can be so inept, whether it's Petullo's fault, Sirianni, and whatever. The line, I know the line's a problem. I get that. The offensive line's a problem. But it's still adequate enough to complete a pass.
Well, it obviously should be. I mean, and it hasn't been like they've thrown only one or two times and handed the. I mean, it was 0-for-7 in the Bills game. It's enough to complete a pass. Mark, appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate that.
Now, speaking of people asking for raises, you're talking about Jalen Hurts asking for an extension. Vic Fangio, if there's anyone around here that should say, I want a raise, it's Vic Fangio.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. No question about it.
He has carried the fatigue.
His ability to adapt to the personnel that he has been phenomenal.
He's been remarkable.
Yeah. Man.
Shanahan, I think, said yesterday earlier in the week that he's tried to hire Fangio multiple times. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that combo?
No, let's be glad they didn't have it.
Holy smokes.
Well, I guess when he had D'Amico Ryans, right, and Saleh the first time, like, mm-hmm. when Shanahan has a good coordinator, obviously they win a lot of games. But I like Saleh, and D'Amico's really good. Fangio's better than both. I mean,
how lucky we are that he doesn't want to do anything else at this point.
I know that he's. Like, I feel like he's aged out of that.
I feel like what makes Vic Fangio so good is his. He keeps it a bean. He keeps it real, and I think they respect that. Most defensive players, that was the thing that separated us from offensive players, is that you could talk. You basically talk to him any kind of way, and he's relatable. That's the word.
I remember when he first got here, and one of the questions was something like, how do you deal, have you evolved with younger players, right? Because he's been around for 30 years. And I think there was a question was like, there's a perception that younger guys don't want to work as hard as they used to. And he's like, no, they do. You just have to push them. People don't want to push them. If you push them, they'll work. And obviously, he pushed these guys to an incredible level. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I got to know that it's 1:45 every day.
Yeah, it is 1:45.
I can't be caught off guard when you call for it at 1:45.
Usually 1:44, 1:45, 1:46.
Not my best work, man. It's like Hugh makes it a point every week to come in wearing the other team's colors.
This is Atlanta.
That looks like Niners red to me.
This is a Georgia. It's supposed to be like a Georgia Bulldog color. This is Georgia Bulldog red.
That looks like Niner red.
It's Georgia Bulldog.
You know what?
Red.
Maybe we just avoid red this week.
Well, I'm trying to get the head coaching job.
No, but hold on. No, all right. But here's the thing, though.
Red looks good on
we
me.
We should treat this like an Eagles coaching. Like
and
a,
the 49ers
like
are like burgundy.
No, hold on. We don't give you permission to interview with Atlanta this week. We have playoff games.
Wait a minute.
Like the Eagles don't give Petullo permission.
San Francisco 49er colors are.
Well, I mean, it's red, Hugh.
Yeah, it's not red.
Now let's just
hold on. You don't need to look up what the Niners colors are.
No, because it's not red.
What do you mean it's not red? It's not red and gold. It's red and gold.
It's Golden Gate. It's called Golden Gate Bridge red or something.
Okay. What color is the Golden Gate Bridge?
No, I forgot.
Fucking feet. All right.
Whatever.
Yeah, just don't wear red tomorrow. No, can you that? And you're lucky that hat's not gold. Otherwise, we would have ran you out of here.
You better wear some sort of Eagles gear tomorrow.
I'm looking at this red. This is not the same red.
Did you see what they wore this past Saturday night? They wore a black with the red. It looks like that.
No. It does. But that's not their primary colors.
Well,
their primary
the red
colors
is though, Hugh.
It's called Red Bay. Extra white.
What was the first?
Tricorn
the first
black.
Letter there?
Red.
Bay.
No.
Red Bay.
Yeah, all right.
That's
not. This is Georgia Bulldog red. I know what this is.
This you know is what not this the is like. This, I'm working on this with my kids. Like, you know, everyone messes up. Just say you're sorry and move
no,
on.
No, and then it matches my J. See, the Chicago Bulls. This is, oh, so not East. These are the same cut. You see, put that. Hey, Justin, if you see me kicking this leg up here,
you're going to pull a hamstring.
He's going to pull.
Yeah, I'm about to pull a hamstring. Hey, no, I can't get it down. But no, it's
we're
not.
To call somebody
that's
in there.
If anything, it's Chicago Bull.
Again, I'm sorry, everyone. Let's move on. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Done.
No, I ain't doing
no,
that.
He like, won't. No, he no. refuses.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
If I were program director, I'd fire all three of you.
Sometimes I think he think about it.
Well, there's probably a moment or two per show where he's like, oh, right. Bleep, oh that'd,
be,
again.
That'd be a lot of work.
Yeah.
Placing all three of us.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. This show makes me sick every day.
And you're here every day. Day.
It's a key part of that. Key,
yeah.
Thank
every
you.
Day.
Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Thank you for us being something that you're willing to tune into, even though we yep. make you sick.
Yes. Thank you. And we're sorry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. We're sorry. speak for this one was on Twitter. Speak for yourselves. Petula was never on my bad side.
There it is.
Is that a Petula burner? I mean,
you know, I don't. I want to believe them.
I don't believe
there are those. There's, you know, I would have to imagine there's a few out there.
Like for day one Petula guys?
But there's
day
also one. There's also Petula the group of ones. People who like to tell everyone on Twitter that they're a bigger fan than everyone else.
Oh, I never criticize anyone.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. I never jumped off
I'm
the bandwagon. I was
fan.
Never out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Fake fans.
Then you be that. You be the biggest Kevin Petula fan. Go for it.
Yeah, die on the Petula hill, buddy. You got it. And then the other one we put up was the Bears-Packers thing. We just asked who should we be rooting for the Bears Saturday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, bear down.
Dumbest question I've ever heard. There's no way you haven't heard dumber questions than that.
I ask three dumber questions a week on this show.
You ask dumber questions at the bar with your friends, whoever asked
that's,
that dumb
that's
question.
That's very true.
I mean, you do it every day.
I mean, that's not even, I don't even think that's. It's not a dumb question.
I'll repeat. The Eagles next week would be underdogs here at home to the Rams, and they'd be favored in Chicago. So, I mean, you don't have to care about that, but, like, that makes it interesting.
Well, by
to
the
me.
Way, all of us said, yeah, we should be rooting for the Bears. I think the poll ended up the other way.
Really?
Yeah.
People like the home game. I mean, I get that, right? But I'd rather go to Chicago.
Yeah. Joe Giglio is a certified idiot.
Was that over Petullo, or is that Marino Hurts?
I mean, who knows? It could okay. be the same guy that said up yours yesterday. Which was a good one.
That was good. It was one of our better ones. Because you know, there's nothing to respond to with that. Like, all right.
People
are
great.
All right. What am I going to do? Yeah.
Up yours. That's one of those. Yep. Joe has an expert analyst next to him every day and insists on disagreeing.
I mean, but that's what we do. Because I'm not an expert.
Well, you're
I
not
am,
yet. You're
I am not an expert. Not. We are. This is an open forum in all.
Yes.
Everything that we talk about. Is on the table. Nobody's right or wrong in these situations. It's how you feel.
That's exactly right. Everyone can have an opinion.
Yeah, all the time.
You guys think you speak for us, but you don't.
Well, that's why we let you speak,
yeah,
right? You people get to talk, and all our
phone
callers.
Lines are open. You people,
yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, everyone gets a chance to talk.
Shaking my head, Hugh Douglas.
I feel the same.
Could have been a belt.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Variety of things.
Man, that'd be all right.
We were all over the place today. Hugh really acts like he doesn't spew nonsense every single day.
Well,
no,
he
I
does.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'd be surprised.
Well,
I mean, come on now.
And and I appreciate the fact that you come here every day to listen to my nonsense that I speak. I appreciate that.
We'll get to maybe your biggest nonsense ever.
Oh, God.
Before we get out of here.
Stream of conscience, dog. I blame it on stream of conscience.
I see now why that beard is so gray.
Yeah, boy, y'all worrying me to death.
Working with us every day.
Every
yep.
day.
Yeah. Hugh, you know other people sit in that chair and you just told the whole world that you don't wear underwear. And that one in three men leak.
But it's not.
Well,
you act like
yeah.
my neck, you act like my naked ass is
I
sitting
mean,
on
the,
this
well,
chair.
Well, Hugh, statistically,
I'd say
one
I'm
of
still,
the three of us.
No, I just thought it was funny and I was telling the story. So one of y'all, it could one of the three.
Oh, okay. So, but you're pointing the finger at Joe and I.
No, I'm
well,
just saying Joe.
So,
I say it one out of three.
Hold on. Uh-huh. I have used that same bathroom at the link that you guys were. That's a small bathroom, by the way, for the three of you guys to be in. I left that out, but I've been in there. Okay.
I'm looking at it.
Intimate.
It is intimate.
Intimate bathroom.
I believe the signage says one in three men over 40 have leakage issues, and just on this show, we only have one man on this show over the age of 40. I have not reached 40 yet, so that would mean if we're going by the numbers,
and you're well clear of 40.
You're pushing 60.
I forgot. What were we talking about?
All right. Before we head out, is there one more thing we need to hear?
One more.
Okay.
Might have a drop of the entire ear candidate already in the first week of 2026. And this one from Hugh.
And who was it? I can't think of his name. But we used to sit there in the meetings. What is it? Mangina.
Just end the show on us laughing. I got nothing left.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.